Our friends Jane and Mr. Race are in Arizona on a business mission for Mr. Marsh. But meanwhile at home, Marge and Neil Williams have found evidence which convinces them that Mr. Marsh sent the Aces away to prevent Mr. Race testifying in a possible investigation of a crooked real estate deal. Neil is trying to obtain proof of Mr. Marsh's duplicity, but so far has not met with success. This episode is in four scenes. The office where Marge works, Neil's office at the newspaper, the headquarters of Tom Marsh, and finally that evening at the Aces apartment. But first to Marge's office, where we find her at her desk. Listen.
Miss Hale speaking. Well, Mr. Williams? Oh, of course, I'll be right out. Yes, right away.
I'm right over here, Marge.
Oh, Neil, I couldn't believe my ears when they said you were waiting out here for me. Why, you never come up to the office.
I hope you don't think I'm following Cokie's example.
Well, if you're going to sit and stare at me the way he does at Betty, make it tomorrow, will you? This is my busy day.
Seriously, Marge, I hope you got a minute to talk.
Oh, why, certainly, Neil. And anyway, my boss is out to lunch.
Fine, how about you and me having a bite to eat, too? It's about that time.
All right.
You don't need your hat and coat. We can eat in that restaurant down in the lobby.
That's a little ritzy for us, isn't it?
The best is none too good for you, m'lady.
Well.
Besides, today's payday. Come on, let's go.
Well, I should look at my nose.
I'll look at it for you. Let me see. Oh, yes, it's a very satisfactory nose. Mm. At least I like it.
You do.
Come on, let's go.
Okay.
We can talk better over food anyway. I got a new idea on our friends Marsh and Peabody.
Well, I hope you're not thinking of hiring another safecracker.
That fellow last night was sending me a washout, wasn't he?
Well, I'm glad you found out in time. If you let him go ahead and open Peabody's safe, he'd probably have us all in jail by this time.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Marge. It'd be nice if we could get into that safe and see if Peabody's got the deed to that property, but it's too dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
Here, let me punch that elevator button.
Well, what is this new idea of yours?
Well, I've been thinking this is going to take a lot more delicate detective work than any of us is capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I've decided that the smart thing would be to turn it over to a professional.
But not to the police.
No. Marsh has probably got the cops pretty well under his thumb, too, if he's as crooked as I think he is. Now, what I'm going to have to do is... Oh, here's the elevator. Going down, please. Step in, Marsh.
Thank you.
As I was saying, what I'm going to have to do is hire a private detective.
Oh, but that's going to be kind of expensive, though, Neil.
I know, but it's the quickest way. If I can get the right man, he'll get the goods on Marsh and Peabody a lot sooner than we can.
Yes, I suppose so. But still, the expense, Neil. Those people charge so.
It's worth it, Marge. I feel that I'm at least partly responsible for getting Ace in this jam.
Oh, no.
Well,
Neil,
at least I wrote the story that switched the Board of Aldermen over to buying that other piece of property. If they'd bought the one that Ace had the option on, he'd be sitting pretty.
Yes, but you couldn't.
And accordingly, I'm going to do everything I can to help Ace get back his money.
But you can't afford it, Neil.
Here we are. Come on.
Well, I don't like to repeat myself, but you can't afford it.
We can get in the restaurant right through here, can't we?
It'll take everything you've saved.
Now, look, Ace is just about my best friend. If it does take a few dollars, what does it matter?
Well, then, will you let me help?
Oh, no, absolutely not. This is strictly my own idea, and it's out of my own pocket.
Oh, but I feel that's not fair.
I said no, Marge. That's final.
Well, I guess I know you well enough to tell when you put your foot down.
And when the foot of a Williams is down, it stays down. Hey, wait a minute. What are you going back for?
I'm going upstairs to get my hat and coat.
But we're not going outside. We're going to eat in this restaurant.
Not today. We're going across the street to the cafeteria.
Oh, if you're trying to save me a few cents on lunch, why don't...
Don't argue, Neil. I can put my foot down, too.
I'm looking for a guy named Williams. Is he in this office?
Sure, I'm Williams. Come in.
Well, I'm from Confidential Service. I'll close the door.
Oh, that's right. Have a chair. You the man I talked to on the phone?
No, I'm Schwartz, the other partner, Mike Schwartz. I'm
glad to know you.
My partner just handles divorce cases. I take care of the other chap.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, Mr. Schwartz, the thing I want to know first is, how much are you going to charge to do a little detective work for me?
For you or this here paper?
It's for me. The paper isn't in on it.
Well, my regular rate's $25 a day in expenses.
That's quite a lot of money.
Well, that runs over a week. We make it $150 a week even.
Well, that's...
And expenses.
Okay, but that's pretty stiff.
Well, it don't pay us to stay in business otherwise.
It won't pay you to stay on this job very long. I'll warn you that right now. About a week's my limit.
Well, don't worry. We might be able to clear the thing up for you in a couple of days. We might. Now, just what did you have in mind, Mr. Williams?
Well... Before we get into that, I want to tell you this is absolutely confidential.
Well, sure, ain't our company confidential service?
Okay, then. Strictly under the hat, huh?
Sure, Mr. Williams. Don't have no fears whatsoever.
Do you know who Tom Marsh is?
The city alderman? Sure.
Not a friend of yours, I hope.
No.
All right. Now, what I want you to do is to check up on Marsh and find out just what his connection is with a fellow named Peabody that's got an office over in the Mutual Building. And also, I want you to find out if this man Peabody has, now get this, if he has in his possession the deed to a certain piece of property down on Railroad Avenue.
Now, wait a minute till I get them names down in my notebook here. Peabody. What's his first name?
I think it's George.
Okay, George and Thomas. Yeah. Now, just what's the dope on this piece of property on, what'd you say it is, Railroad Avenue?
Well, maybe I better tell you the whole story. But you promised me that this is going to be strictly confidential now.
Sure. Don't have no fears whatsoever. And you're paying me 25 smackers a day, ain't you?
Don't keep rubbing it in. Hate to think of it. All right, now here's the story. I got reasons to believe that piece of property on Railroad Avenue was secretly owned by Tom Marsh.
Yeah?
And it's the same piece of property that he, as a member of the Board of Aldermen, was trying to get the city to buy a little while ago for that building project. You remember the one the papers played up?
Yeah.
Now, if I can prove that he owns that property, I can do a good turn for a friend of mine who lost a lot of money in taking it out.
Mike, nobody can hear over that partition. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, it's kind of a confidential matter, Mr. Marsh.
Oh, come on, Alfred. If you're expecting some more money for helping swing the last election...
No, you paid me and the rest of the boys off for that.
All right, then. What is it?
Well, I wouldn't come around asking for more dough when I already got my cut. I got common decency anyway.
Yes, of course you have, Mike. Now, what is it?
Well, I got a piece of information I think ought to be kind of interesting to you.
Mm-hmm. So?
Of course, on the other hand, it might be something you know already.
Well, what is it?
And if I went to the trouble of tipping you off, you might say you knew it all the time, and then where would I be?
Now, look, Mike, I've always been honest and above board, you know that. If you've got information that's worth money to me, I'll pay you.
Okay, I'll give you the dope. You know a guy named of Neil Williams, works on the Post?
No, never heard of him. Oh, yeah. Now, wait a minute. Yeah, I've seen his name in byline. Now, what about him?
You know a guy named Ace?
Ace, did you say?
Yeah, he used to be in a real estate racket.
You mean to sit there and tell me Ace is double-crossing me? Has he come to you and...
No, take it easy. He ain't come to me. He's out of town.
Well, certainly should be. I sent him to Arizona 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know all about that. And I know a couple of other things, too. That is, if you want to hear them.
Well, come on, don't stall. Let's have it.
Well, this guy, Neil Williams, has got the idea that maybe you might be the one that owns that piece of land down on Railroad Avenue that the Board of Aldermen was trying to get the city to buy a little while back. It's just an idea he's got. He might be wrong.
Yes, of course he's wrong. As an alderman, I wouldn't think of selling my own land to the city, would I?
No, that's what I told him. But I couldn't convince him much. He wants me to check up on it anyway.
I see. For his paper, you mean?
No, that's the funny thing about it. It ain't for his paper. He says the paper won't get behind him. They won't believe he's got the right dope.
That's more than I expected from the Post. But look, Mike, if it's not for the paper, what's his idea? What's he checking up?
Well, now, I wouldn't know about that unless,
Yes? Unless what?
Unless it's for this man Ace. You see, he's a pal of Ace's, as I get it.
Oh. So that's it. I see. Listen, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Marsh?
How much is this man Williams paying?
50 smackers a day.
50? Oh, listen, Mike. Not on a newspaper salary.
Well, maybe he's got some crooked racket on the side. You can't trust almost nobody these days.
All right. Now, here's what I'll do, Mike. I'll give you, $1,000.
A whole G? Every day?
No, just 1,000, Mike. And if it isn't enough, I can get somebody else.
Okay. What do you want?
I want you to scare Neil Williams off this investigation.
Just scare him? Why don't you have me stop him permanent?
No, I don't want to get into that. It's too dangerous. Scare him off, that's all.
Sure, I got you. Don't have no fears whatsoever, Mr. Marsh. He ain't going to get the goods on you.
The goods? Are you implying that he's right and that I actually was involved in a crooked deal?
Why, no, sure not. I know you too well to think that.
All right, then. Just watch it.
How long do you think it'll take him to find the evidence?
Not too long, I hope. $25 a day counts up.
Oh, I wish you'd be sensible about it and let me help as much as I can, Neil.
The foot is still down.
So I see. Okay, then, have it your own way. But when the bottom falls out of your bank account, remember what I said, because I want to help Ace as much as you do. And oh, that's probably Betty. Excuse me. I'll let her in.
I hope Cokie's not with her. If he finds out I've hired a real detective, he'll be pretty jealous. That kid is the most amazing thing.
That's funny.
What's the matter?
That was the door buzzer, wasn't it?
Yeah, why?
Well, there's nobody here.
What? Well, what is it, a gag?
No, there isn't any. Oh, wait a minute. What's this on the floor?
Where?
This envelope. Oh, you must have dropped it when you came in. It's got your name on it.
Me? I didn't drop any envelope. Let me see it. Somebody must have slipped it under the door just now. It's a note.
What's it say?
Lay off.
Lay off? Well, Neil, what does it mean?
Lay off. Looks like somebody's been given the word. I'm doing a little checking up.
Well, will this mysterious message keep Neil from continuing his investigation of Mr. Marsh's affairs? We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.